We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And let's get right to it. John, how are you? It's been a week in San Diego. You've been off since Thursday night, I hope. Have you been having a good time?
Oh, yeah, always having a good time, Damon. You know that. And as I saw, you mentioned on Twitter, definitely, you know, working on that tan, enjoying some good eats and some good drink as well, making the rounds down here. So, yeah, always a good time.
Would you say you're sun-kissed or cocoa butter tan yet?
Yeah, I would say it's more sun-kissed.
Okay.
Definitely more all natural.
Thank you very much. Nice little tan line to offer your more curious followers. Slide up in the DMs.
Yeah, just below the back, you know.
This is a very good Giants team. I was talking to Eric Burns, you know, a little bit earlier, and I think we agreed on this. We all know even year nonsense, that means nothing. We all know that they pitched pretty well, but they've also had some issues, and we all know how banged up that. Like, I knew the Giants were going to have a good year. I didn't think they were going to be best record in baseball, first place at the break. And you know what? Neither did they. How happy is Bruce Bochy at this point of the year? He's a very steady guy, doesn't give you very much, but he's got to be pretty thrilled. I don't think there's ever been a Giants team in better shape going into a second half throughout the championship run than this one.
No, there's always been, you know, a gaping hole that needs to be filled, whether it was right field a couple of times or adding some relief help or trying to get another starting pitcher. There was always something that was left to be plugged. Second base a couple of years ago in 2014. I mean, they hadn't really stumbled onto Joe Panic yet, even at that point. But no, they are thrilled, and Bruce Bochy is thrilled because of all the injuries, I think, in particular, to be 24 games over 500 at this point and have a nice little cushion on the Dodgers that they have. I mean, it's been key when you look at the fact that Matt Duffy's been out, Hunter Pence has been out, Joe Panic has been out, and the Giants are starting to get a little bit healthier. At least the guys are on their way. Hunter Pence starting his rehab assignment. He's left the team to go to Round Rock, Texas to begin his rehab tomorrow. He's going to play five innings tomorrow, five innings Sunday, and then he's going to join the Sacramento Rivercats when they return home after taking an off day on Monday. So he's getting closer. Joe Panic's a couple of days away after clearing the concussion protocol from starting a rehab as well, so that they've got the best record and they're getting healthier.
And they got Madison Bumgarner, who right now, if Clayton Kershaw wasn't alive, would be almost unanimous Cy Young conversation. Kershaw has been so extraordinary when healthy. It's probably still going to be him, but what Bumgarner and Cueto have done, the first half that Bumgarner has had, is pretty, I mean, it's unbelievable. The guy's, he's got the best ERA of his career, his best strikeout rate, and he's on pace to top last year's inning total. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's those two guys are the reason why the Giants have been able to have the record that they have, even given the injuries. It all starts with starting pitching. And you look at just the matchups in the nine games against the Padres, for example, this year. In eight of the nine games, the Padres have faced Bumgarner, Cueto, or Jeff Samardzija as the starter. They faced Bumgarner and Cueto in each of the first three series. And that's just a way to make hay against a team that isn't doing as well. And the Giants have done that to the tune of 9-0. And here you look at the Padres out of the break. The Giants come down to San Diego, and what is it? It's Bumgarner, it's Samardzija, and it's Johnny Cueto again. So it'll be 11 out of 12 games that top three in the rotation will have faced San Diego, and that's how you build up the record and the wins above 500.
I guess so. No wonder why they're looking for their 10th straight win over the Padres. They throw Bumgarner or Cueto at them every single time they see them. Cueto got any all-star game hangover that you can tell?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he was a little bit under the weather, but was doing better now, and they gave him the extra day, splitting up him and Bumgarner more to just give Cueto an extra day to kind of recover from a little bit of the illness that he had and also making the start in the All-Star game. It kind of keeps him on that regular schedule.
He's right.
Prepared to start on Tuesday, and then that fifth day to make the next start is on Sunday. And the Giants have a bunch of off days. It doesn't seem like they're going to do anything to tinker with it at this point, but they've got so many off days between now and the end of the year. If Bruce Bochy wanted to put those two back together at some point,
sure,
to get him into a big Dodgers series down the line, he definitely could.
And I also think it's nice to ask Samardzija to do a little bit more because, let's face it, he needs to do a little bit more. He needs to avoid that crooked number inning that ruins the outing.
Yeah, that's been the big problem for him in his career. It's been the problem for him really after the first about 6 weeks of the season where he was able to limit that. He was able to keep the ball in the ballpark, but that changed. And the Giants need him to be more like he was at the beginning of the year and really just solidify the middle of the rotation. He's been, in some ways, the perfect number three, but I think that the Giants are expected to get a little bit closer to a two-type guy more consistently. So he's got to be more consistent. And like you said, keep the ball in the ballpark and limit that 4 or 5 run inning that loses you the ball game right there.
Did you go to the zoo? Did you? I went to the one time I was in San Diego this year. I went to the zoo, and I almost wish that I could have gone back the next day. I loved it so much. Tell me you went to the zoo.
You know, I did not, but I have. But the only reason I did not was because I have multiple times.
Okay, you've done it.
Yeah, I have done it, but that's one of those where once you've done it, and I would say there was a time where it was even consecutive trips because you're with different people. And they want to do it. So I think there was maybe a 3-trip stretch where I went boom, boom, boom. So I didn't do that. Some beach time, some Pacific beach time again, just kind of relaxing, hanging out.
Ladies treating you all right down there, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, always.
Oh, good, good, good.
Definitely.
Now, what I heard, what I couldn't believe, is your plans coming up. Not only are you going to stick around San Diego for this series, but then you're going to the East Coast.
Yeah, looking very much forward to it. Going to be on this entire trip covering the Giants as well as they go from San Diego. Think about that. San Diego, Boston, New York. That as one road trip and then having the opportunity to get out there and cover it. I mean, I think the only thing missing would have been if they had added a one-game makeup game in Chicago on the back end of it.
Right, or schedule just a press conference in Cooperstown or something like that. That would have been the complete East Coast Midwestern swing. But, John, we got to get running, man. Thank you for all your incredible work down in San Diego, and have a great trip. Look forward to catching up with you in all those cities.
All right, sounds good, Damon.
All right, buddy. Thank you, John Dickinson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.